Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Consider Genesis 40, verse 6. When Joseph saw them the next morning, he noticed that they both looked upset. Now, Joseph was serving a prison sentence for a crime that he didn't commit, which makes it remarkable that he had the time and energy to care about anybody else. Genesis chapter 40 tells us that Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and the chief baker offended their royal master, and he put them in prison where Joseph was. Joseph noticed that they both looked upset. "Why do you look so worried today?" he asked them. And they replied, "We both had dreams last night, but no one can tell us what they mean." Joseph interpreted their dreams, and as a result, the cupbearer got his job back in Pharaoh's palace. When Pharaoh had a dream that no one could interpret, the cupbearer introduced him to Joseph, who interpreted his dream. As a result, Joseph became prime minister of Egypt and was positioned to save his family from extinction. But there's more to the story. From the family Joseph saved came the Redeemer of the world who saved you. This amazing chain of events begins with two words. Joseph noticed. Remember the dying man on the Jericho road? We read about that in Luke chapter 10. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Jesus then ends his parable with these words, "Go and do likewise." So, ask God to help you notice and for the grace to respond. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.